podcast interview number one.
Yes.
Okay, ça va?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We do it in French or English?
English.
Right, class experiences that you're currently doing or you've done?
I did football for activity, Lighthouse Motor Skills for service, and DJ Club for creativity.
DJ?
Yeah,
club.
DJ Club.
Okay. So for each of these CAS experiences, what are the learning outcomes that you chose and why?
So football, I chose learning outcome 1 and 2. Learning outcome 1 is identifying my own strengths and develop areas for growth, mm-hmm. because I wanted to make sure that throughout the season I knew where I could improve on to do the best for my team. And learning outcome 2, which is demonstrate the challenges that I've been undertaking and developing new skills. So if we'd ever not played as well, talk as a team to see how we can develop and get better from there.
Okay.
For Lighthouse Motor Skills, I chose learning outcome 2, which is...
Okay, we're going to just stick to football right now.
Okay, sure.
Okay? Because I have the two learning outcomes in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because in your learning outcomes, and twice you said the team,
mm-hmm.
and I understand that you're not only targeting, and correct me if I'm wrong, you don't only target your own development as an individual,
yeah.
but you see it as a teamwork.
Yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So are you talking about like skills that are shared by the team?
Yeah, because I was the captain this year.
Oh, okay.
I thought that it was mm-hmm. a big responsibility of mine, not only to develop my own skills,
mm-hmm.
but places where our team could do better and mm-hmm. improve together. I thought it was important to let our team know so that we could move on from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because since you've been playing football now for a number of years
yeah.
and you're quite good at it,
mm-hmm.
I was wondering what are the skills that you can develop because you're so good.
Yeah. It was like for this tournament, it was the
CSAC.
Yeah, which we won.
Yes.
It was a lot of...
So as a captain, you won.
Yeah, as captain.
Very proud, yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
So it was a lot of not just... going, because I play striker, so it was not just
right.
going myself, but waiting with the ball, holding up the ball to allow my teammates to get forward so that we could play and make passes and score
right.
more.
Okay.
Because in the past, I was still scoring, but it was kind of just more on my own. But the teamwork that we played
yeah.
This tournament was really, really good.
Okay,
yeah.
So you played that as
yeah,
a good team.
Yeah, we played really well as a team.
Wow, so that made a difference.
Yeah, it made a huge difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
And you think you took part in developing this, make this happen? Like
I think
that
so,
the team
yeah.
plays well?
I think a lot of it was me trying to be more aware and more selfless with the ball
okay.
and making passes. Even
okay.
if like I don't score the goal, I didn't really care so long as our team was getting better and winning
yeah.
games.
Okay,
so,
so it's all about getting the team to score and
yeah.
not individuals to score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked.
Yeah, it worked really well.
Okay, all right, okay. Are there any skills that you developed there that you can apply in different aspects of life?
Yeah, I think a lot of... towards the end, because there's 6 games in total,
mm-hmm.
so I think a lot of it was a mental game.
Yeah.
Like we would see teams lose because they started badly.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was making sure that everyone was focused on the game, making sure everyone knew what they had to do and started with a positive mindset.
Yeah.
Because that was how we could win games. And even if we went 1-0 down or 2-1 down, which
mm-hmm.
happened to us,
mm-hmm.
we could still come back and win the game, like not just give up.
And that
away.
Happened? You went down
yeah,
and
it happened,
you came back?
It happened in the final, yeah.
In the final?
Yeah.
Explain to me.
So we went 1-0 down,
yeah.
and then we tied it to 1-1,
yeah.
and then we went 2-1 down, and then we tied it to 2-2, and then we went 3-2, and then we won 4-2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting game.
Yeah, it was a really good game.
Okay, wow, really nice.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know we're captain.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Was it the first time?
For the school team, yeah.
For the school team, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this something you're going to continue soccer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But you said it's over.
I mean, this is over, but I still play at my club.
Okay.
And then I think we're going to hold training sessions throughout
mm-hmm.
the season, and
mm-hmm.
we do preseason in season
mm-hmm.
4.
Okay.
So, yeah.
In what ways the this activity and the sport helps you being the student you are?
I think, well, sports and exercise is a big part of my life,
mm-hmm.
so I think it helps with my... mindset and me staying positive
mm.
Because for me exercise is kind of what makes me happy as well
mm-hmm.
as school
mm-hmm.
it helps me be more focused at school
mm.
Yeah, but also the friends that I make through sport is like are really important to me in the relationships and like experiences that we share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it helps you manage your time.
Yeah.
As you explained to me once.
Yeah.
Okay. How much progress are we gonna talk about experiences in general now? Okay, move on. How much progress have you made on your portfolio?
I mean, I have two reflections for each of them, I think. But then I need to finish my football now. I can notify my CAS manager.
Okay. Yeah. And overall, you've studied all.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything has been studied. Mm-hmm. All the current experiences.
Yeah.
Okay. If you look at your CAS plan and what you plan to do for the 2 years, the whole CAS journey, do you think it's well balanced? And are there any gaps?
I think maybe there was just a gap in the creativity because I wasn't so sure about what I would do. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do Culturama or... Yeah. But I think DJ Club is a good option for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I covered that with the
okay. DJ Club. Why have you chosen DJ?
Well, there's a lot of different things that I could do in terms of writing, but I don't really like writing that much, and those are some of my other options where I had free time, but I do like music a lot, and I was very interested in...
So what's your learning outcome, what's your goal?
For DJ Club?
Yeah.
Well, my learning outcomes are number 4, to show commitment and perseverance, because I've never done it before, so it's like really important that I practice, and I'm not afraid to mess up, because everything's new to me, and learning outcome 2, which is demonstrate the challenges that I've been undertaking and developing new skills. So talking
new
to
skills,
developing new
because
skills,
you're gonna learn that's something you've never done before.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're gonna actually learn to something. So you'll be able to teach me how to DJ. Again.
I can try. Okay. Yeah.
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 We can do a session here.
Yeah.
With the group, we could actually. No, don't you have you have access to the material? Can we have a Wellness Wednesday where we all like go and play with
it? I don't think you can move it.
But we can go there, no?
Yeah.
Ask Mr.
Steele. Yeah, I'm not good enough yet.
Okay, but that could be that could be actually a goal when you actually not only develop skills but you can transmit that. It could be fun, like as a group, to go and dance. Anyway, just an idea.
Yeah.
Gabs, we talked about it in your service. Do you see yourself making a difference? Tricky question.
Yeah, I think so. There was, so our service is to develop motor skills with blind and deaf children.
Interesting.
So I think a lot, because it goes on for a year, I think a lot of our services are making the children feel comfortable and developing relationships. Like even the 3 times that we've met the service partners, each time I'll say hello to the same kids and make sure they're feeling okay, if they're comfortable. And then we get to understand what they like the most to develop the sessions the best for them.
Yeah.
So I do think we can make a difference to their lives. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What's your learning outcome there?
5, which is demonstrate the skills and recognize the benefits of working collaboratively.
Okay.
So I think it's really important that we work with the kids in our service, but also with the kids that we're planning activities for to make sure it's working the best for them.
Thank you so much for this nice interview and good insight.
Okay. Yeah.
What a pleasure to listen to you.
Thank you.
You've got good analytical skills. It's great. Well done so far. Thank you.